Now, if you've been anywhere near a shopping centre or a high street in the last few days, you'll know Christmas is a crucial time for retailers, with the festive shopping period accounting for a huge portion of their earnings. But what impact are the likes of the sustained rise in the cost of living and online shopping having? After 8, we'll hear what's happening in Dublin and Cork. But first, let's find out how Christmas is looking for retailers in Limerick and Galway. Tadhg Carney runs a jeweller's in Limerick City. He's also the former Limerick Chamber of Commerce president. And Vinnie Brown is in Galway City, where he manages Charlie Burns Bookshop. Good morning to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Shane.
Well, good morning.
Tadhg, we'll start with you. How's the Christmas trade in Limerick been going? I believe the weather's been quite helpful and beneficial there.
Well, the weather's been benign at weekends, which can be helpful. We've had some, obviously, as you will get into December, some bad weather, but it hasn't fallen on weekends. So that is certainly, and certainly the footfall, I would say, has been quite healthy for the last 4 or 5 weekends.
And you run a jeweller's in Limerick City. What sort of jewellery has been bought as presents? Are Christmas engagement rings still giving you a lot of business?
No, there was a time when I started off in the trade many, many years ago, when up to half of the engagements in the year took place at Christmas. That is no longer the case. They're now much more spread across the year. And now what we find generally as well is that Christmas is still by far the most significant part of the year. But gradually over the years, consumers don't necessarily wait for Christmas to the extent that they used to in the past. So Christmas as a proportion of our year would have eased back a bit, and the rest of the year would have picked up a bit. And consumers now don't wait for Christmas, and they get something when they want it. But that's not to say that Christmas is still the backbone of our business for the year.
Vinnie Brown in Galway City, what sort of books or what are the big sellers this year in Charlie Burns Bookshop?
Well, Angus, it is as it is every year. It's Irish published books, Irish authors, Irish interest, Irish publishing. Angus has just come on so much in the last 10 to 20 years. And the variety and quality of what they produce is fantastic. So, I mean, what we're looking at really is, history books. David McCullough's kind of his study of the treaty.
You're welcome, that plug.
There we go. The politics biographies, sport biographies, culture. There's endless amounts of variety, and the quality of what comes out of the Irish publishing sector is really what drives the Christmas rush and children's books, of course. Angus are so important now, as parents are so aware of how important that period is for children before the introduction of the dreaded smartphone.
Of course. Do you find that online sales are hurting bookshops at all? With jewellery, you have the physical experience, can be crucial going in, trying things on. But do you think it's like that for books?
It's very similar, I think. People like to come in and have the physical experience of coming into a bookshop. I mean, yesterday I met a friend of mine who came back from Australia, and he said, I know I'm back in Ireland for Christmas when I come into Charlie Burns, and the place is stuffed full of people and everybody is buying books and there's great activity. And that's the kind of thing you can't replicate online, Angus. And it's an enjoyable kind of activity in itself. And when you go in and you look at what's available, then you can actually make up your mind in a much more focused and, enjoyable kind of way. And it's an experiential thing. And a human-to-human experience is far greater experience than the kind of online anonymity, that you get. And we do like to encourage people to come into Galway and to come and support independent shops. And I think that's still quite vibrant, and that's still an important part of people's Christmas experience.
And Tadhg Carney in Limerick, are you losing out to online shopping in terms of jewellery sales? Are you seeing any drop-off, for example, with big spenders?
There certainly was. Can I just go back to the online just for 1 second? What is important is that online, they do their investigation now, And social media has become very important in terms of getting your message in there. Jewelry is still a tactile experience, but they do a lot of investigation online first. In terms of something that we would have noticed this year, this is why Christmas is quite satisfactory, actually. We would have found September, October, and even into November quite challenging and down on previous years, but that has not been reflected across the Christmas season. But in the rest of the year, the cost of living has been a constant theme from customers who are seeing 3 years cost of living, 1 year on top of the other. And we're certainly not in the grocery business, but you do constantly hear across all social strata the cost of household shopping. And we certainly did see during the middle of the year a drop off in higher in spending compared to the last 2 years.
And outside of your own shop, then you're obviously former Limerick Chamber of Commerce president. So you'll have your finger on the pulse in terms of how business in general in the city is doing. What are other retailers saying?
It's a mixed bag. Some are very pleased. Also, what happens, of course, is that where Christmas falls has an impact. So it's now falling into the second half of the week. Christmas Day is on a Thursday. That means that it's spread over the previous one weekend, whereas when Christmas Eve is on a Monday or a Tuesday, it's spread over 2 weekends. So it's moving, it's getting more compact this year. But the general feeling back is, one of the things that I am getting across, I think, is that customers seem to be in good form. They seem to be making choices. Footfall seems to be satisfactory. But there is a mixed reaction from different sectors as to how they are finding it. But certainly we're finding a much more upbeat environment in the last 4 or 5 weeks than we were finding in the previous 12 weeks.
Mm. And Vinnie Brown in Galway, are you seeing similar positivity to what Tadhg is describing there?
I think it's very true that it is a mixed bag depending. And the weather does make a huge difference and all of that. But eventually, if like any retailer will tell you, if you do what you did last year in terms of Christmas, you're very happy. And if you do more, then that's a bonus. And I think most people are kind of happy. And our experience is that it's kind of shaping up to be a similar year to 2024. And if that's so, then I think we'll all be very happy.
And I wanted to concur with that.
And I wanted to ask you, Vinnie, as well, and I'll get Tadhg's view on this too as well. Have the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday sales, which seem to only be getting bigger and bigger each year, are they starting to change the patterns for Christmas in that you're not as reliant on the end of the year as much as you might have been, and that it's spread a bit more evenly?
Well, the Christmas season starts earlier, I think. Anybody will tell you that it's stretched way out into kind of Halloween time, and then it slowly kind of ramps up to these very busy days that we're having now. The Black Fridays and doesn't really have much of an impact on our business and on the kind of smaller retail businesses that depend so much on Christmas are not really affected by Black Friday. And you can't compete with a lot of that stuff anyway, so you just kind of do your own thing and work around it, really, is what we do, and just kind of do what we do all of the time.
All right. Well, Vinnie Brown in Galway City, Tadhg Kearney in Limerick, 2 days left before the big day, so hopefully they are busy ones for you. 11 minutes to 8.